Welcome to Uplifting Moments with Pastor John Edmiston, where we will learn refreshing truth that is straight from the Bible.
Hi, I'm John Edmiston, and we're going to be looking at Proverbs for a little while in our Uplifting Moments to bless you, to instruct you, and to put you on the paths of wisdom. Let's pray. Father in heaven, let your word be a light unto our feet and a lamp unto our path. As we look at your word in the book of Proverbs, may we get blessed today. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's look at Proverbs chapter 1, verses 1 to 7. The Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel, to know wisdom and instruction, to discern the sayings of understanding, to receive instruction in wise behavior, righteousness, justice, and equity, to give prudence to the naive, to the youth knowledge and discretion. A wise man will hear an increase in learning, and a man of understanding will acquire wise counsel. To understand, a proverb and a figure, the words of the wise and their riddles. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Fools despise wisdom and instruction. So the Proverbs are written by Solomon, the son of David, the king of Israel, the person who had all the wives and all the concubines and all the gold in the world, and who conquered kingdoms and made peace with people and had a glorious kingdom where Israel extended all the way over to Iraq and down to Egypt. And no one could beat him. He established peace across the Middle East in the wake of the conquest of his father David. And God gave Solomon great wisdom and great understanding. He wrote many riddles and songs and proverbs, many of which we do not have in our possession. And he talked all about the animals and the plants and the birds, and people came from far and wide to hear Solomon. Unfortunately, his wives turned his heart to go after other gods, because the wives wanted a temple to this and a temple of that. And he desecrated Jerusalem, and he actually fell into a great deal of immorality, and he built great structures with slave labor, and he tyrannized the country with taxes. And in his old age, he was a terrible man, and he wrote the book of Ecclesiastes saying, "Meaningless, meaningless, everything is meaningless." He had lots of good advice. He had a lot of wisdom, which he wrote into the book of Proverbs. But in the end, because he did not follow after God with his whole heart, because he was turned away by his wives to become cold in his religion, he became a foolish old man. And the kingdom was divided after him because he produced foolish sons. So this was a terrible person. And in fact, some say Solomon is a symbol of the Antichrist. The Antichrist will be like Solomon. So he ended up being a terrible human being. But on the way, he was smart. And some of the things he wrote are extremely smart. And they're good for us in our advice in life as we walk through life. You need a lot more than Proverbs, though. You need Christ. You need to be born again. You need to be a born again Bible-believing Christian. So there's two things that happen here. First of all, you've got to be born again. You've got to be a new creation. But then once you're a new creation, you need to be wise in this life. You need to be discerning. You need to understand how to walk through this life, even though you belong in heaven with God. And Solomon's advice can be very useful for us as we navigate the situations of this world and of this time. So let's have a look. Even though this book was written by someone who the Bible describes as a rather terrible human being, let's look at some of his wisdom and understanding, for truth is truth, no matter who it comes from. So what is the purpose of the book of Proverbs? To know wisdom and instruction, to discern the sayings of understanding. So God wants us to be discerning, to receive instructions in wise behavior, righteousness, justice, and equity. So let's just pause there a little bit on verse 3. To receive instruction in wise behavior, righteousness, justice, and equity. We don't hear too much talk about that anymore. Righteousness, justice, equity, and wise behavior. People are talking about your destiny this and your destiny that, and how God wants you to be this or the other, or how to have a good marriage, or that this or that. But look at this. Wise behavior, righteousness, justice, and equity. God wants us to be fair. He wants us to walk through life and to be a just and righteous person. It's important to be honest. And Proverbs is instructions how to be an honest, wise, godly person who walks with integrity in life. Your integrity matters to God. Your righteousness in daily dealings, your honesty in daily life matters to God. And justice, you're to do justice in life. You're to be just, you're to be fair, you're to seek the things that are honest and true and worthy. You're not to be an unjust person, you're not to be an unscrupulous person, a dishonest person, someone who sells people things that they don't need, don't want and can't afford. Rather, you're to be a person of justice and compassion and kindness and a person of equity. A person of equity is fair in the way they deal with people. They give people the wages that they need. They don't hold things back from them. They don't charge high interest. The Proverbs wants us to be an upright person, a person who walks in the ways of God and not in the dishonesty and shrewdness of this world. Proverbs is not there to make you a successful criminal. Proverbs is not there to make you a successful unrighteous person who can pull off any scheme at any time. You're not to be a scam artist and a Christian. That's totally incompatible. Instead, you're to be wise and not foolish, righteous and not unrighteous, just and honest and full of equity and truth, dealing with people in fair and righteous ways. So God wants you to be a person who is respected by your community, a person who everyone trusts because you're fair, you're equitable, you're righteous. Your ways are trustworthy and true. And people who partner with you, either in marriage or in business or in the Christian work, say, hey, I enjoy being in partnership with that person. They're so honest. They're so fair. They're so true. They're so reliable that they're a pillar of society. And Proverbs wants to turn you into a pillar of society who creates peace and justice and truth wherever you go. You're not going to rip anyone off because you're following the Proverbs and teachings of Solomon. It then says to give prudence to the naive, to the youth knowledge and discretion. The mature Christian is not naive. The mature Christian doesn't fall for everything. No, doesn't fall for every scam on the internet. God will give you wisdom so you can see through these things and you won't be naive anymore. You won't be a gullible person who trips over life and falls for every con artist and televangelist. God wants to instruct you in Proverbs so you have prudence. So you can make good and wise judgments in life. So your judgment calls are good judgment calls. To the youth, knowledge and discretion. God wants us to be discreet, to be understanding of the right ways and right patterns of doing things, to be diplomatic with our words and not to have words that thrust like the words of a madman or a fool. We are to have discretion in our dealings, to hold back a little bit, to watch things carefully, to make the right steps in life. And not to clatter around with all sorts of nonsense and folly. We are not to be absorbed in nonsense and folly. We're to stand back as a wise person stands back, or as a diplomat or a king or a prince, as someone who has been in business a long while, who looks at the deal and says, no, this isn't any good. We're not going to do this. We're not going to go ahead with this foolish project. Rather, we're going to have discretion and understanding, and we're going to do the things that are righteous and true and good. It says, a wise man will hear an increase in learning, and a man of understanding will acquire wise counsel. As we go through life, part of the job is acquiring wise counsel, to learn this and learn that so we can navigate all the complexities of life. So we can navigate the way we deal with people, with governments, with businesses, with money, with the situations of life. And we will have wise counsel in our hearts, and we'll be able to instruct others and instruct our children and instruct our relatives. And when we speak, people will sit there and listen to our words and say, you give wise counsel, you give truth. I want to learn from you. I want to be mentored by you. And we'll become a person of wise counsel if we study the Proverbs of Solomon, because he was a very wise man and he instructed people in the truth. To understand a proverb and a figure, the words of the wise and their riddles. You see, life isn't always literal. God hides wisdom in riddles and figures and things that aren't literal. He doesn't just lay it out all for us. We have to press in to understand the parables, and we have to press in to understand the riddles and the puzzles that God sets for us, because God wants us to chase after wisdom. He wants us to seek after wisdom. He wants us to press into the things of God, and so we have a good understanding of this life. So God wants you to be wise. He wants you to be understanding. He wants you to be able to perceive spiritual truth and understand spiritual proverbs and figures. He wants you to be a person whose mind works properly. And we're not to be foolish people running around making mistakes all the time. Verse 7, it says, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Fools despise wisdom and instruction." You see these people, oh, I know it all already. I know this, I know that. I'm an instant expert on this, that, or the other. And the Bible calls them fools. It says, you think you know everything, but you know nothing at all. And you find these people that the Bible calls mockers and scoffers. They're always saying, ah, ha, ha, that person's a nerd. Ah, ha, ha, that person's studying. Ah, ha, ha, that person's always got their nose in a book. And they're the people that end up in jail. They're the people that end up making mistakes. They're the people that end up getting fired and going from job after job. And the next job they go to, they say, oh, well, I'm an expert on this and the other. And they get a job because they talk a really good talk and they boast about how much they know and how much they can do. But when they actually get a task, they mess it up because they're too arrogant, too confident. They don't really know everything that they think they want to know. And so they're a fool. And they despise wisdom and instruction. There's a thing called the Dunning-Kruger effect, which means the sillier you are, the more confident you are. The people who know very little are very confident about how much they know and how smart they are. But when they're actually tested out by life, they tend to be foolish. And so the people that are ignorant are confident. The people who are wise often doubt themselves. And so in Proverbs, we're to be a wise person. We're to sit around and we're to pursue wisdom and understanding, and we're to fear God, because God is the ultimate ruler of the universe. He decides who's up and who's down. We're to fear his laws and his ways. We're to tremble at his word. We're to say, I'm not going to be dishonest. I'm not going to put in my lot with robbers or gang members. We're not going to go the path of the harlot and the immoral woman. We're not going to go to drugs and folly and madness and drunkenness and laziness. Rather, we're going to fear God and we're going to walk in the paths of God. We're to do the things that God wants us to do, and we're going to do them with maturity, discernment, understanding, and wisdom. We're to have that kind of heart that is still and perfect, that doesn't do rash and incredibly dumb things. Instead, a heart that acquires wisdom and understanding day after day, and which limits its activities to those that are righteous and honest and good and perfect and caring and compassionate. And we'll have the sort of heart that takes care of the poor and takes care of those that are struggling. Not a cruel, hard and proud heart, not a foolish heart, but a wise, compassionate, good and righteous heart that administers this world in equity and truth, and which gives forth good decisions that bless people. So Proverbs wants to make you into someone that fears God, that is wise, that is discerning, that has all sorts of prudence and knowledge and discretion, and a heart that's always increasing in learning, and which increases in wise behavior. Wise behavior means wise outcomes in your life. We're running out of time. This is John Edmiston, and this is Uplifting Moments. God bless and have a great day.
Thank you for listening to Uplifting Moments with Pastor John Edmiston. This is a faith ministry, and if the Lord has touched your heart, you may give securely online at eternity.church.